Okay, that's right, it's Sean Kay, time for Live Rant Season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Around Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, a 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill yourself. Yeah, anyone's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kid, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world as a high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the charter of rights mean fuck all of you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. That is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. So what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Help some art friends, you little fuck. Watch some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad! You'll never kill yourself! That's retarded! Holy fuck! Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait, I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica because a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do. But no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? When it does, they will say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that they should kill themselves. They should kill other people. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la. Fucking law. My world consists of Gap Jeans commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists in a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! People in China. Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them. But at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail. So what's the solution? What's the solution here? Not negativity. We have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's gonna die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the cult banner. We'll have ourselves. Everyone will download brainwashing. And what will happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up a slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms, we all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you! Write a new law on some fucking gross and black. Okay, whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating.